The changing of the seasons. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. When do spring, summer, fall, and winter really begin? How do you settle the debate over which day is the official first day of winter? USDA's Susan Carter shares varying viewpoints on this debate.
The day when the changing of the seasons occur really depends on who you ask. The popular astrological season change is what's most commonly used. For those who are weather forecasters, it's the more or less used meteorological seasons guide. Here's how USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey couches the debate.
The whole thing about the seasons, no matter whether you talk to an astronomer or a meteorologist, it's an arbitrary definition. It would be a little awkward for the meteorologist to start with December 21st to March 20th definition of winter, and it doesn't incorporate full months. Being a meteorologist, I might be a little bit biased, but from the astronomical definition, there are certainly flaws in that definition too. From an astronomical standpoint, winter does not even begin until you reach the shortest day of the year, the winter solstice. To me, it makes more sense that if you split the seasons, you'd go half on either side of the shortest day of the year, a month and a half before, a month and a half after.
Let's start with meteorology.
It's pretty easy to take a look at the data broken down into months.
Let's take December and winter.
The definition of meteorological winter is December, January, February.
Spring is the following 3 months with the pattern continuing for summer and fall.
That really is just a way for the meteorologist to take their monthly data and be able to combine it nicely, quickly, easily into these monthly and three-monthly segments.
The solstice and equinox season changes are determined by sunlight. That means Saturday, December 21st, marks the first day of winter.
Honestly, farmers are probably more in tune with the change of seasons than anyone because they're out in the weather day after day.
Regardless of the measuring stick, you can likely count on it being cold. For USDA Radio's Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
Well, no matter how you decide when the seasons change, enjoy this winter season we are now in, and make sure to tune in next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.